who are inspired to live an amazing life, one thing that they would love is freedom. And more specifically, time freedom and have the flexibility to have the schedule that you would absolutely love. And with that, so if you want freedom, freedom is a pair. So with freedom comes constraint. They come together. So if you want more time freedom, what you actually need to do is to discipline yourself to create that. So freedom doesn't just automatically happen. You need to be able to discipline yourself to create that. And one of the most loving ways you can do that is through creating a schedule or your calendar, having control over that. So step one is actually admitting, what would you love to work? What are the hours? How many hours per week or per month would you love? And then what are the ideal times? And this is something that you might have to transition into, especially if you're in a professional setting. But if you're an entrepreneur or you're looking to become an entrepreneur, or if you want to have more flexibility in the schedule that you have, admit what you want. How many hours do you want to work? And then the next thing you can do is have non-negotiables. The non-negotiables could be, I'm not going to work this times in the morning. I'm not going to work after this period of time. I'm not going to work Fridays. I'm not going to work on weekends. Whatever it might be. Pick your schedule that you would love. Not what you think you should do, but what you would love to do. The next thing to do is stay within those number of hours. Stay within the parameters. So don't go above or beyond your non-negotiables. Stay within it. And actually pack your clients, if you're doing clients, back to back to back. What that does is it allows your energy to go up and it'll give you more time and freedom to do the things that you would love. But you have to schedule it out. You have to discipline it. Otherwise, it's not gonna happen. So what I invite you to do is whether you're, doesn't matter what you're doing for your business or your career, look at your schedule. Is it disciplined? How can you discipline it to be based on what you would love? And odds are your schedule is a reflection of who you were, not who you're becoming. So your schedule is often a reflection of who you were and not who you're becoming. What would you love your schedule to be? What can you grow into? And start playing around with it. Let me know if you have any questions, especially around if you're admitting what you want, you have your hours, but you're not staying within it. It could be a block. Subconsciously, it might not feel safe. There could be fears of, well, what if I'm not going to earn enough money? What if I'm not able to get all the things that I want done in a day? What if I don't have time? What if I'm whatever, whatever, whatever? Oftentimes we say we want something, but we're not doing it. Scheduling is a huge one. So let me know, and I would love to know, comment below, what is your ideal schedule? What would you love your life to be? Rooted in reality, so not a fantasy of what you want it to be. But what would you love it to be coming from a place of centered heart, neutral space?